All right, guys, welcome back. Grayson here with the Strength Academy podcast. This week's episode is going to be another mini-sode highlighting one of our blog articles. And that being said, forgive me if I'm trying to stutter my way through this, but a little bit of preface. I tend to have a pretty big problem, I'm sure you guys can tell by now, with the constant false positivity in the Instagram fitness world. So today we're going to be reading an article called Life, Suffering, and Weightlifting. So without further ado, let's get sad. If there's one thing that's certain in life, it's that you will suffer. Emotional and physical pain are part of our lovely existence on this chunk of rock hurtling through space. No matter how hard you try to ignore it and try to be happy, the pain will always be with you. We've all lost friends, loved ones, suffered through sickness or trauma. And the worst part is that we know that it's all going to end one day, and our blip of a life will be lost to history. You can have an otherwise perfect week, no drama at work, good training sessions, time with the people you love, but still be crushed with self-loathing and depression. Today I want to talk about suffering, and how important it is to your life, no matter how much you despise it. Firstly, pain and anguish provide us with a counterbalance to happiness and pleasure. Every yin has its yang. If you lived your whole life without loss or struggle, you wouldn't have any way to know when times are great. Everything would be one level flat existence, not bad, not good, no highs and no lows. A life without suffering is so certainly an inhuman life. The bad times make us appreciate the good, and going through a hardship can make you more appreciative of the things you've still got. A loss of a loved one or friend can bring the rest of your group closer and make the remaining relationships more meaningful. Now, I don't need to make it sound like you should write off your suffering as something that will always lead to a greater good. Sometimes things are just demonstrably unjust, and bad things will happen to good people for no reason other than that they are alive. You can't avoid it, and if you try, you'll only make it worse when it hits you how cruel and meaningless the universe is. The suffering can make you so angry you can't breathe, or so depressed you can't get out of bed, but what's important is that you carry on, because our struggles are what make us human. Our pain is what highlights our joy. Our perseverance is what proves our character. Okay, so what does any of this have to do with weightlifting? In my mind, it has almost everything to do with it. By choosing to get physically stronger, you're going to go through a certain degree of suffering and training in order to get the strength you desire. We weightlifters self-impose literal burdens to push our bodies and minds to do the things we never thought possible. But that's not to say every day is pleasant. When training, you will have days you don't want to lift, but you will anyways. Days you're so sore you can hardly move, but you will anyways. And days when it feels like the bar is mocking you, but you keep going. The self-imposed suffering of training is all worth it for that one perfect workout, that PR attempt in a competition, or just a good day of training with your teammates. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth a thing. The challenge and occasional misery is what makes it worthwhile in the end. So in short, don't lie to yourself and try to be happy all the time. Sometimes being alive is miserable. Be genuine and accept the pain as it comes. Don't blow it off or try to look on the bright side. Take the time to feel that crushing sadness. Feel hopeless, feel tired, feel sore. Feel like you totally forgot how to snatch, because we are lucky to be feeling anything at all. Our time on this earth is so short, and every horrible experience is still one you were able to have because you're alive. The suffering will bring all the more meaning to the next time your lover holds your hand, you see an old friend, or you finally snatch over 100 kilos. Don't ignore your pain. Acknowledge it. Feel it. But be resilient and endure. I'll leave you with a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche. To those human beings who are of any concern to me, I wish suffering, desolation, sickness, ill treatment, indignities. I wish they should not remain unfamiliar with profound self-contempt, the torture of self-mistrust, the wretchedness of the vanquished. I have no pity for them, because I wish them the only thing that can prove today whether one is worth anything or not, that one endures. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to this mini episode. We'll be back to regular programming next week.